Now I'm looking back on some of my decisions. Now that it's much too late. Father could have filled his son if I could undo what's been done. But I guess everyone is living with water and bridges.
Kenny Rogers returned to Capitol Records last year for the release of his first album in 3 years, Water and Bridges. Kenny was originally signed to the label from 1976 to 1983. During that time, he achieved international hits with songs like Lucille and The Gambler. Kenny says, aside from Capitol being the place where I had the majority of my big successes, the fact that I'm again with a label which truly believes that I have a future in contemporary radio is what makes this exciting. Kenny collected songs for Water and Bridges from some of the best songwriters in Nashville. He describes the album this way.
It's a body of work. All said and done, I want to be able to do some things that I'm proud of. I mean, I'm thrilled and proud of my success. You know, to do more love songs and to do more of this thing. But now some of these songs really have some wonderful social comments to make.
Kenny addresses such topics as the emotional toll of abortion and the importance of a clean environment. A track called My Petition tells the story of a young boy's letter to the president. In it, he asks for help to put an end to everything from world hunger and AIDS to crime and homelessness. Kenny's past success included many hit duets. They included collaborations with Dottie West, Dolly Parton, Sheena Easton, and Kim Carnes. For Water and Bridges, he recorded one duet, Calling Me, which teamed him with the Eagles' Don Henley.
There's a first kiss under the willow. Love so honest, it was hard to believe. And even when the heart is breaking, it's calling.
Despite the changing trends in country music, Kenny finds ways to keep his style relevant with each album. During his long career, he's taken 21 songs to the top of Billboard's country chart. His most recent was Buy Me a Rose in 2000. It topped the list when he was 61 years old, making him the oldest singer in the country chart's history to reach number one. Now 67, Kenny tells us what is most important to him at this stage of his life and career.
I have a friend who's a psychologist. We were having dinner one night, and I told him that it really bothered me that success was no longer important to me. He said, an interesting thing happens to men as you get older, particularly if you've been successful. You stop striving for success, and you start striving for significance. And he said, it's a wonderful place to be in your life.
The first single from Water and Bridges has become a big hit on country radio. Here's Kenny Rogers with I Can't Unlove You. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Postcards and letters and pictures made to last forever, to be boxed up and tossed away. Knick-knacks and souvenirs in an afternoon, they're out of here. They'll disappear without a trace. But what they mean to me can never be. I can't unthink about you. I can't unfeel your touch. I can't unhear all the words unsay, all the things.